Well, you just take a look at the year-to-date returns on the iFunds. You're going to understand more about why we've been seeing some funds shifting lately in the TSP. Tom Trabucco, External Affairs Director for the Thrift Savings Plan, joins us now live, as he does at this time every Monday afternoon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Amy. Good to be with you. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, let's talk about the returns that you're finding, and tell us about the iFunds.
Just terrific, aren't they? I mean, looking back over the returns, now this is through the end of August, we keep track by month, you see that in our underlying funds, the GF, CS&I, the G return 1.93, the F 4.64, C 15.15, S 21.71, and the iFund is topping the charts at 22.69 thus far this year.
Wow, those are some good numbers.
They really are. Now, we had some very bad numbers last year,
right?
You'll recall, Chris, and it was, in fact, just a year ago when Lehman was going under and the financial system was on the brink. So
yeah, that was scary. I mean, remember, and we had you on a bunch of times around that because we would see, you know, these enormous swings in the market, and I think people were just frankly a little terrified.
It was scary.
Yeah.
It was very scary. Yeah, and everybody learned what their risk tolerance was during that period. If you were sleeping, you were okay. You know, you were invested properly. But now it looks like we've weathered the worst of that. I understand even last week the chairman of the Fed said we may be out of the recession from a technical perspective. They'll know that once they look back and measure the consecutive quarters of growth.
And so, Tom, are we back up to numbers before to where we were? I think we're pretty close, aren't we?
It depends on how you were invested. If you were completely, remember the C fund lost 38% last year, so that is back now 15%. So you know, we're not even halfway there yet with the C fund. If you were in one of the L funds, the one I'm familiar with, I'm invested in the 2030 fund, that lost 28%, and thus far this year, that's back 14.67 through the end of August, so that's recovered about half.
Okay.
We have also seen a little change here in behavior looking at the overall numbers. We see that investments, you know, people are making new contributions all the time. And in March of this year, with the bottom, when we hit the bottom of the market, 47% of those new contributions were going into the G fund. That number has now eased off a bit, so 45% of them are going into the G fund now, which means people are feeling a little bit better about things. I also note that in terms of interfund transfers, for the last 5 months, the interfund transfers have been net out of the G fund. So again, people are dipping their toes back in and increasing their allocations to the privately managed funds.
What's the take-home lesson from all this?
I think the take-home lesson is we're in this for the long haul, all of us together. And when you're in a long-term retirement investment program, you just have to remember the fundamental investment considerations. First of all, your investment objective. Is your objective to live off, completely off what you have in the TSP, or do you have other sources of income that you plan to have in retirement? What is your time horizon? Are you allocated properly for your time horizon? If you were all in stocks at the end of last year and you were planning on retiring this past January, you were in trouble. So you need to adjust your investments to reflect your time horizon, and then, of course, fundamentally, your risk tolerance.
And I think that time horizon is such an important issue to sort of remember, that if you're planning on retiring in 4 or 5 years, well, you don't want to be 90% in stocks.
That's right. And you know, even though they're coming back now, it may be a while, and a lot of people are predicting that it will be a while before all of those losses are gained.
And I just wanted to quickly touch base on, because I know you're coming up to the redesigned website. What's the timetable on this?
That's right. In October, we will be running our beta site. Now, what that means is one of every 5,000 folks who comes into the TSP website to check their account will be invited to take a tour of our new website, and then we will immediately question you afterwards on whether it was good for you. And we want to get feedback on that as we run through this design. So we do get a lot of hits on our website, over 100,000 a day. So we'll be picking up lots of input from participants, and hopefully you'll be one of them.
Absolutely. I hope so. And give the, even though people probably know it, but give it anyway.
www.tsp.gov.